蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。近来我们探讨的呢都是与耶稣相关的，那不得不说耶稣是整个基督信仰当中非常非常重要的，也是最关键最核心的存在。如果我们不认识耶稣是谁呢，那就真的不要提什么基督信仰了。不知道朋友你通过前几期节目当中查尔斯与他的朋友也就是约翰迪克森博士之间的这个探讨呢，你有没有认识到耶稣到底是怎样的存在呢？作为每一个基督徒来说，当然我们要认识耶稣，因为耶稣是我们的救主，而且耶稣呢是上帝的独生子，他来到这个世界呢是为了要拯救我们脱离这个黑暗的世界。那对于还没有认识神的不相信耶稣基督的朋友来说，耶稣是不是完全跟你没有关系呢？当然不是。我们之前也聊到过，耶稣基督来到这个世界上是为了世上的每一个人，就好像圣经约翰福音那里说到神爱世人，这个世人呢是包括从前的现在的以及将来的这个世界上的每一个人。所以我就在想，常常我们在了解基督信仰的时候，我们可能遇到的第一个问题就是耶稣是谁，耶稣对我的生命有什么意义和价值。那么在接下来的节目当中呢，我们会继续来了解耶稣到底是谁以及他与我们的关系。而今天我们重点要讨论的就是耶稣他与我们当下的生活与我们实际的生命究竟会发生什么样的关系，以及说当我们的人生面对一些难处，我遇到一些的坎坷的时候，耶稣是否参与在我的生命当中呢？又或者他只是一个旁观者，或者是他跟我一点关系都没有呢？接下来我们就一起来听听查尔斯是怎么说的。
What do we mean when we say Jesus is the Christ? It's a word that we use a lot, but did you know Christ is the Greek word for Messiah?It's a word that has so much meaning for our lives even today. Hopefully you'll see what I mean, and you'll see how incredible it is to know Jesus.
当我们说耶稣是基督，是什么意思呢？基督这个词我们常用，但你知道希腊文基督就是弥赛亚的意思吗？这个词即使在今天仍然对我们的生命有重大的意义。盼望你能明白我的意思，而且你也能了解到认识耶稣是多么美妙的事。
Jewish believers have looked forward to the Messiah, the Christ, for thousands of years, even to this day. In Jewish synagogues, they talk about Mashiach, the Messiah. And one of the most amazing things I find is when a Jew, who's been waiting for all this time for the Messiah,learns that Jesus is also identified as the Christ.
犹太人等候弥赛亚，也就是基督，已经等了几千年。即使到了今天，在犹太人的会堂里，仍然会谈到弥赛亚。我觉得最美妙的事情之一，就是看到一个毕生苦等弥赛亚的犹太人，了解到原来耶稣具有基督的身份。
The Messiah has already come, and he's brought salvation.That's what we mean when we call Jesus the Christ, Savior. And one of the ways he proved that was by his miracles.
弥赛亚已经来了，他带来了拯救。这就是为什么我们称呼耶稣为基督的意义所在。他是救主，而他证明自己身份的其中一个方式就是行神迹。
When John the Baptist, that was Jesus' first cousin, was arrested, he sent messengers to Jesus.These messengers were his disciples, But they came to ask Jesus a very important question. Are you the one to come? Or should we wait for another?
当耶稣的表兄施洗约翰被下在监里的时候，他派门徒们去见耶稣，问了耶稣很重要的一个问题。那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
He was wondering if Jesus was really the Messiah. John the Baptist had announced Jesus as the Messiah, and he thought that God's kingdom was going to be established quickly, and then he was arrested. And that made him rethink Jesus' identity.
施洗约翰在怀疑耶稣是不是真正的弥赛亚，但他曾经宣告耶稣就是弥赛亚。而且他认为神的国很快就要来到。之后他被抓进了监牢。这使他重新考虑耶稣身份的问题。
I can't tell you how many times that's happened with me. I know the Lord. I've trusted in Jesus. But when things don't go the way I planned for them to go, I so easily forget.
类似的情况在我们身上发生过无数次。我认识神，我信任过耶稣。但是当事情发展不如我所预期的，我很容易就变得健忘了。
I begin to question, sometimes even doubt, that the Lord is who he says he is. But we need to remember that even when our lives don't look the way we think they should, Jesus is still the Christ. And he reminded John of the same thing.
我开始发出疑问，甚至怀疑神并不像他自己所说的那样。然而我们必须记住，即使我们的人生并没有照着我们所认为的那样进行，耶稣仍然是基督，而他对施洗约翰也做了同样的提醒。
Let me share with us now his response in Matthew 11:4-6. Jesus replying here.
我想跟你分享耶稣的回答，记载在马太福音11:4-6.
Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰。就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。
Jesus did not give a detailed theological argument in response to John. He could have quoted Micah 2, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, and remind John that he was born there.
耶稣并没有用详细的神学论证来回答施洗约翰，他大可以引用弥迦书5:2，说弥赛亚必须生在伯利恒，然后提醒约翰说他正是在那儿出生的。
John knew that, of course. He could have replied with his genealogy, proving that he was David's son and the rightful king over Israel, but he didn't do that. He sent those messengers back with some cold, hard facts. Go tell John.What you see and hear. That was all the proof they needed.
这一点施洗约翰当然知道。耶稣也可以用他的家谱来证明他是大卫王的子孙，是以色列合法的君王。但是耶稣并没有这么做。他让他们带回去的答案是铁一般的事实。他说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰。这些事实就是他们所需要的证据。
And it's all the proof we need. What Jesus did happened out in the open. Our faith is historical. It happened in real time, real space. Yes, there are good theological arguments that tell us Jesus is the Christ, that tell us God is real.
这些事实也是我们所需要的证据。耶稣所做的都在大庭广众之中发生。我们的信仰有历史基础。它发生在真实可靠的时间和空间之中。没错，的确有不少神学论证让我们知道耶稣是基督，让我们知道神是真的。
But we also can look to history and see that Jesus did something that changed everything, and that's the next thing I'd like to share. Jesus told us his life was the proof.
但是我们也可以从历史中看到耶稣所做过的一些改变世界的事。我接下来就想分享这一点。耶稣告诉我们，他的生命证明他是基督。
The messengers were sent back to John to tell him what they saw and heard. And just in case we aren't sure, Jesus tells us the blind received sight, the lame walked, the sick were healed. These messengers were seeing miracles before their very eyes.
耶稣要施洗约翰所派来的人回去报告他们所看见和所听见的事。耶稣还特地地说明，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，有病的人得医治。
Wow, I would have liked to have been there and seen that, but before you start to think that miracles made it easier to believe, just remember that the people who hated Jesus also witnessed his miracles. Seeing is not always believing. We still need the Lord's help if we're going to be saved.
Wow.施洗约翰的门徒亲眼见到了这些神迹，巴不得我也能在那里亲眼目睹。但是你先别急着以为有神迹就能让人更容易信耶稣。要记得，那些讨厌耶稣的人同样也见到了耶稣行的神迹。眼见不一定就会相信。如果我们想得救，仍然需要神的帮助。
But Jesus' point was,that the miracles he performed already proved who he was and is. The prophets looked forward to a day when one would come to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up the wounds, as Isaiah says.
但耶稣的重点是他所行的神迹已经足以证明他是谁。过去的先知们期待着有一天能有一位来到像以赛亚所说的那样医治心碎者，缠裹伤处。
And Jesus was doing just that. It proved that he was the Messiah. But it also shows us why Jesus came.
这正是耶稣在做的，以此证明耶稣是弥赛亚。但这些神迹能说明耶稣来到这个世界上的原因。
If I could see 2,000 years ago, travel back in time and walk in the day when just one man turned this world upside down. If I could be a guest at the wedding and taste wine that was water moments before, would I realize what was really in store? That there would be so much more.For a chance to be closer to the man who might be the one who saves my life. If I could hear his voice called Lazarus, stand and stare.As my friend stumbles out of the tomb, witness blind and see the first morning sky. Would I believe what he says to be true? If I was there the night soldiers took him away, would I flee the scene like most of his friends? Then watch on the cross what I thought was the end.What would I do then? Oh, would I fall down and worship? Leave all that I treasure behind for a chance to be closer to the man who might be the one who saves my life.
ever since the fall. Back in early Genesis, things have not been right. We experience it every day. We see it every day. Children are born with horrific diseases or physical ailments that constantly remind us this world is not the way it should be.
如创世纪所记，自从人类堕落以来，所有的事都走样了。我们每天都可以见到，可以经历到。出生就患重病的孩童，或是身体的病痛等等，都在不断地提醒我们，这个世界并不像它本来应该有的样子。
Jesus was undoing that. When he returned sight to the blind, yes, he was fulfilling prophecy and proving he was the Messiah. But he was showing that he came to undo the tragedy of sin.
而耶稣在做恢复的工作。当他医好瞎子的眼睛，没错，他是在应验先知的预言，证明他是弥赛亚，但同时也在表明他是为了解除罪所带来的悲剧而来的。
He came to make things right. Blindness, leprosy, lameness, all results of sin in the world. And when Jesus healed them, he was showing that he came to take away sin.
他来是为了拨乱反正，瞎眼、麻风、瘸腿都是罪进入世界的结果。当耶稣医治这些人，是在表明他要除去罪恶。
There's a story in John's Gospel about a man born blind, and the disciples asked Jesus, "Who sinned that this man might be born blind?" That was a common assumption back in that day. They wanted to know if it was this man or his parents that sinned. And Jesus' response, remember? He said it was neither.
约翰福音说到一个生来瞎眼的人，门徒问耶稣，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？这种假设在那个年代很普遍，他们想知道这人或这人的父母犯了罪。你还记得耶稣怎么回答吗？他说，都不是。
This man's blindness was a result of the first sin, when creation was corrupted in the day of Adam and Eve, but Jesus still healed him. He showed that he came to remove all sin once and for all. That's what his miracles tell us, that the healer has come. And how does he do it?
这人的瞎眼是原罪的结果，是亚当和夏娃使受造物堕落离开神所导致的。但耶稣还是医治了这人。耶稣要人看见他来是要把罪恶永远除去。这就是他行神迹的意义，告诉我们医治者已经来临。那么他是怎么做的呢？
He did it by becoming sin. The classic verse from 2 Corinthians 5 says he became sin. He became my sin and your sin. And on the cross, Jesus took on himself the sin that broke this world. In his miracles, he gives us a taste of what the perfect heavenly kingdom will be like.
耶稣使自己成为罪。哥林多后书五章有一节经典的经文说他成为罪。他成为我的罪和你的罪，而且在十字架上。他把那个破坏这世界的罪背负在自己身上。耶稣行的神迹让我们尝到了一点属天国度美好的滋味。
And in his death, he pays for it. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus embraced that for us. But he rose again from the dead, his greatest miracle, to show us that he really is who he says he is. He's the Messiah, our Savior. And he's come to undo sin and make things right.
耶稣的死就是代价，罪的工价乃是死。而耶稣为我们慷慨就义，但是他从死人中复活，这是最伟大的神迹，好让我们知道他正是他所宣称的那一位，他就是弥赛亚，我们的救主。他来是要除去罪和罪的影响，拨乱反正。
When we come to Jesus, we aren't just coming to someone who forgives us of our sin. He does that. And aren't we glad that he forgives us of our sin?He does so much more. He promises to restore our bodies. He promises a day when the brokenness of his world will be no more.
当我们来到耶稣面前，不只是来到某个饶恕我们的罪的人的面前，他确实饶恕我们，我们也为此欢喜，不是吗？他做的不只是这些，他还应许使我们身体复原，他应许有一天这个残破的世界将会过去。
His miracles were not magic tricks. They weren't Jesus showing off his power. They were a picture for us of the brokenness that Jesus, our Messiah, came to heal. Jesus Christ, not just a name, but a title of our Lord, who came to us, who healed the sick, and died to make us whole forever.
他行的神迹并不是魔术般的把戏，他并不是在炫耀自己的能力。耶稣行的神迹就像一幅图画，使人看到我们的弥赛亚耶稣来医治我们。耶稣基督并不只是一个名字，更是一个称谓，表明他是我们的主，他来医治病人，并替我们死，使我们得以成为完全，直到永远。当李诺在听到查尔斯的分享的时候呢，有很多地方我觉得真的是感同身受的。我们虽然是认识神或者说相信神，但是当我们遇到一些的苦难，面对一些困难的时候呢，就很容易就否定神。其实我们仔细看看呢，我们身边不管是不是基督徒，我们往往都会有这样的一些抱怨，就是神到底存不存在， 如果神存在，为什么会有这样的事情发生？为什么会有那样的事情发生？我想一方面是因为我们承受那个痛苦的时候觉得苦不堪言，我们希望有人能够给我们一个解释，让我们知道我们所受的苦呢不是没有意义的，而是有什么样的一个原因造成我们要承担这样的后果。但其实就像查尔斯在节目当中讲到的，因为人类的始祖亚当和夏娃违背了神的心意，所以得罪了神，罪就进入这个世界并且掌管这个世界。其实如果你仔细的阅读创世纪呢，你就会发现当亚当和夏娃犯罪那一刻开始呢，有一句的经文是说天起了凉风。有一些的解经呢就会讲到这个天起了凉风呢，事实上呢就是这个世界发生变化的一个开始。就是说当人犯罪违背神的心意的时候呢，那这个原本神创造的非常美好的世界，包括神对人美好的那个心意呢，都已经发生了转变了，就是因为罪进入世界的原因。那么随之而来的就是我们现在所知道的，无论是天灾还是人祸，又或者我们成长经历当中经历的许多的坎坷磨练，其实呢本来是不应该存在的，但是因为罪的缘故呢，让我们不得不面对这样的一个事实。而透过今天的节目，我们也再次明确耶稣基督他是以救主的身份来到这个世界进入我们的生命的。救主就是为了要搭救我们脱离这种痛苦的环境。所以亲爱的朋友，邀请你更多的来认识耶稣，因为他为我们承担了我们可能永远都不可能想象也不可能承受得住的那些痛苦，为的只有一个目的，就是因为爱我们的缘故，要使我们回到上帝的面前去。盼望你能够来认识耶稣，也愿意你在圣经当中更多的来了解耶稣到底是谁，以及耶稣与我们的关系。关于今天我们所分享的内容，如果朋友你有什么样的想法或者感受呢，欢迎你来信跟李诺交流。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。